USA Radio News.
I'm Brandon Gunther.
A Southern California mother has been arrested for allegedly slaying her three children, all of them under the age of four. The bodies were discovered by their grandmother when she returned home from work Saturday morning.
So although the suspect is in custody, the family is still being interviewed at this time. It'll continue on until we determine exactly what took place today.
Their mother, 30-year-old Liliana Carrillo, was arrested hours later in Tulare County, about 200 miles north of Los Angeles, after igniting a massive manhunt. The investigation is still ongoing. Georgia is now the third state to suspend a coronavirus vaccine site after several people experienced an adverse reaction to the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Health officials say eight people getting the vaccine in Georgia suffered side effects to the shot last week. Meanwhile, company officials say Johnson & Johnson is currently scaling back shipments of the vaccine.
This is USA Radio News.
Here's a fact. Too much of today's journalism is politically biased. So where should you turn to get accurate, leading-edge information that you can trust? The Epoch Times. The Epoch Times covers the news the way you need it, unfiltered and accurate. Cutting-edge topics like the danger of the Chinese Communist Party, the pandemic, Russia, the Middle East, the economy, and news you won't hear anywhere else. The Epoch Times is free from the influence of governments, corporations, or political parties. You get to form your own opinions. Here's a special introductory offer. You can get 1 month subscription to the Epoch Times weekly print newspaper, as well as unlimited access to their dynamic website for just $1. That's right, $1. Go right now to trustednewspaper.com. That's trustednewspaper.com to subscribe. Do it now. trustednewspaper.com.
A congressman who was injured in Afghanistan has been rushed into surgery due to an IED blast long ago. USA Radio's Wendy King has details.
Emergency surgery for Congressman Dan Crenshaw. The Texas Republican says he noticed blurry spots and said the retina of his left eye was detaching. He had surgery in Houston on Friday and says he's now essentially blind for about a month. As a Navy SEAL, he lost his other eye in Afghanistan. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
A sixth person has died following a shooting earlier this week at the hands of a former NFL player. The shooting took place in South Carolina on Wednesday, April 7th. The incident also claimed the lives of four other people, along with the shooter himself. Robert Shook, 38, an air conditioning technician from Cherryvale, North Carolina, died from injuries sustained in the Wednesday shooting while he was working at the home of the other victims, according to York County Coroner Sabrina Gast. The shooter's brain is currently being analyzed for signs of CTE.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
The Biden administration is sending more vaccinators and resources to Michigan amid the COVID surge. USA Radio's Daniel Naraki has the story.
Michigan is facing the worst current COVID outbreak in the country, adding nearly 7,000 new cases on Saturday in a dramatic rise from just a month ago, when new cases were averaging around 1,000. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer has asked the federal government for more vaccines, but is getting more people to administer the shots, as well as more testing capacity and treatment resources. Dr. Peter Hotez is the Dean of Tropical Medicine at the Baylor College of Medicine, and he tells CNN that with the B.1.1.7 variant of the virus quickly spreading, the Biden administration may be holding back some resources it feels it may need to allocate elsewhere if another hotspot flares up.
So the question is Michigan just the tip of the spear and other states are going to follow? And I think that's why the Biden administration may be hesitant about throwing everything now at Michigan, because of the concern is then it'll just have to backpedal and go to the other states.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Maryland's Democrat-controlled legislature on Saturday moved to pass a sweeping police reform package that repealed the state's police bill of rights, becoming the first state in the nation to do so and overriding Republican Governor Larry Hogan's vetoes in the process. The state's police bill of rights covered due process for officers accused of misconduct. The new law will also give more oversight power to civilians. Governor Hogan said he had to veto the bills to, quote, keep Marylanders safe. For USA Radio News, I'm Brandon Gunzel.